Hi, my name is Cheryl Lim Xueting from T11, and the video I've watched is about investigating balls. So I'm going to talk about the role of the teachers I have observed in the video. They made use of mostly open-ended questions and also some of closed-ended questions. So for example of open-ended questions, there are how can we safely bring balls to the classroom and know that they are not just going to be thrown constantly. What do you think we can use for pins when they are about to play bowling? And do you think the marbles roll faster or the golf balls? What are the rules? What do you have to try to do with the ball? What happens if the ball pops out of there? Does yours have spikes on it like Jalen's, or is yours smooth? And why does that happen? These are all the open-ended questions for them to think and also use simple reasonings to back up their answers. And for closed-ended questions, mostly yes or no questions. For example, did it hit the wall when they roll the ball down a slope? Did the marbles hit the wall too? And do they look and feel the same? Yep. And I've also noticed that there are graphic organizers in the classroom. They have this bulletin board whereby there are informations about balls placed on it and for the children to read. And also they have created mind maps and webs together with the teacher. And there's also bounce charts and KWL charts about balls for them to put in what they know about balls, what they want to learn, and what they learned after all the activities. And also there are fiction books, for example, Hit the Ball Duck, for the children to know more about them. And for the process skills, I noticed that there's mostly experimenting and comparing. For experimenting, for example, there's this activity where they have to change the heights of ramps to see if it affects the speed of their balls and if the shape affects the speed. And after that, they have the opportunities to invent their own game and also their own rules for their peers and teachers to participate in. And next, there is comparing. The teacher, I noticed that the teacher like cut the ball into half for the children to see what is inside of the ball and what is outside of the ball, so they can compare the outside and inside of the ball and also compare the textures of the different types of balls. So by comparing the different types of textures of the ball, the teachers actually provide different materials such as aluminium foil, rubber band, Play-Doh and tissue for them to create their own different types of balls with different textures. In addition, they also made use of the balls to do painting, such as tennis ball painting and reverse ball painting, where they have to roll the ball on the paper to create art, which I find it really interesting. So there's one key learning after watching the video is that there are a lot of activities that children can do with balls, not only throwing them around, but experimenting the speed using ramps and creating art using balls. And then the one question that I want to ask about inquiry-based learning is that how much freedom should teachers provide in inquiry-based learning? Yeah, that's all. Thank you.